We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Critic Cast. The name is Larry, and it's such an absolute pleasure to be here with you once again. And yeah, it's episode 179 and 10 days before I do that thing at the International Podcast Day celebrations. Yeah, I'll tell a little bit more about that, as well as my Shawker Festival stuff and all that other stuff. But in the second part of the show, before I go through the news that made the news, we're going to talk about the proposed alcohol ban. And in the final segment, what to do if you catch your buddy cheating. And it's going to give you some advice over there. And now to tell you about the stuff that's making the news this week, there's the long queues for fuel in Zimbabwe at the moment. You know, got the forex shortage that's taking place. And the Reserve Bank Governor, Dr. John Mangujga, came out and said that there was an increase in the amount of money that would be allocated to fuel companies, coming up from 7 million to 10 million. Per week. So fuel gets allocated every week because this is RBZ priority list. So based on, you know, how important your industry is, you get the fuel allocation. And so and then he also adds that it's a perceived shortages, he called them, and the artificial shortages taking place, and that sort of thing. I don't know what he'll say about that, but you know, we need to get these cues out of the way. Voter registration started this week. The biometric voter registration system, according to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, that's what I call it, yeah, those guys, they say that at the moment they've just got a couple of voter registration points that are open, but there will be a mobile registration soon, and we could get as many as 200 centres for voter registration. There's hiccups right now over how long the process takes, and we're hoping that in time it's going to get sorted out. But yeah, I'm not a fan of the BVR. There's so many questions around it. I don't know. Anything that includes biometrics, anything that gives biometrics puts you out there, and you never know. And no one's told us what the government is going to do with our information. And as a piece of advice to people, after getting those, getting your slip that confirms that you're registered, don't put it out on the internet. It's got your ID numbers there, it's got your address, it's got that barcode registration, which means that somebody can steal your identity. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you just got to be careful. Zimbabwe's cricketers are still in Afghanistan, which is kind of weird, after the bomb blast. Not sure what exactly was going on, but I'm sure there was an agreement that took place between the Zimbabwe Cricket Board and the Afghanistan Cricket Board. So we'll see what's happening. There are 9 cricketers from Zimbabwe who are all international cricketers that are taking part in the T20 League. Speaking still of cricket, the Brendan Taylor, the former captain of Zimbabwe, left Nottinghamshire where he was for 3 years, and has come back to play for Zimbabwe. So that's a good look. He's coming back to play for Zimbabwe. Not sure if he's going to be the captain, because what's his name? Graham Creamer's done a great job as a captain. I hope that Graham Creamer carries on as the captain, because it'd be kind of one of those weird things like, yeah, let's give it back to this guy. Yeah, so Brendan Taylor's confirmed he's coming back and wants to end his career playing for Zimbabwe. And what else? Few Kings dropped their album. Yeah, they are dropping the album on the 1st of October. That is Junior Brown, Ten Diamond, and the other guy. What's his name? Take Fizzle. He's going to kick me. Yeah, so they're going to release an album on the 1st of October. It's called The Feeling Ain't Fear 2. The Feeling Ain't Fear 2. Oh, shout out to Rutendo Makore, by the way, who is taking part in the COSAFA Women's Challenge for Zimbabwe. They're through to the semifinals where they play Kenya. But here's the thing. Zimbabwe scored 9 goals in the tournament. Oh, is it 8 or 9? 8 or 9. Let's call it 8. And she scored all 8 of those goals. So shout out to her. Yeah, absolutely. And finally, what came out this week, men apparently have periods. It's actually a thing. The testosterone of every man, changes over a day, so four times a day, your mood can change, and your mood is normally the lowest in the morning. Apparently there's periods in which, like, so once a month, not so regular as women, that even though we don't bleed, we actually get moody. It's actually a thing. What do you know? So if you haven't heard the news, I was approached to be one of the speakers at the International Podcast Day celebrations. Now, the way it works is that on the 30th of September, for 30 hours, you different podcasters from across the world each take 1 hour each, and they speak about their podcasting experience. And my particular slot is between midday and 1 p.m. on the Saturday. So Saturday the 30th of September in the afternoon between 12 and 1. So I'll be sharing my experience with the Criticast and that sort of thing, and slotted in different other guys. So I'm pretty excited about. And what is more, I'm the first Zimbabwean to ever do it. So pretty excited. Opening doors.
International Podcast Day is September 30th, and you can help spread the word. You may be asking, what can I do to get involved? It's pretty simple. Head over to internationalpodcastday.com and check the suggestions. Then use hashtag International Podcast Day to join the conversation. You can reach out and connect with other podcasters, listeners, and your favorite podcast hosts. Remember September 30th, International Podcast Day, a day-long celebration of the power of podcasts.
It's Larry, you listen to the Criticast, at least as if you need me to remind you and that sort of thing. But yeah, that's what it is. So Sunday News, or Sunday Mail, or whatever it is, ran a story which says that the government was going to implement the National Alcohol Policy. Now, the last time I saw this policy was in 2010, if I remember, and I read glimpses of it. I can't tell you I remember most of it, but I was commenting specifically on it. Now, In reality, some of the things that were mentioned was the banning of the sale of alcohol on weekdays, the regulation at parties and weddings, among a raft of other measures. I mean, there's some that are laudable, like, you know, controlling amount alcohol intake for pregnant women. I don't know if it's banning, I can't remember. But, you know, for the teetotalers, hypochondriacs, and morality police, most of it is a good idea. And, you know, we really do need to take, you know, put a check on us becoming a nation of alcoholics here in Zimbabwe. But prohibition has never been the answer. It's never been the answer anyway. When I wrote an article on Sunday, I gave the example of, you know, everybody thinks prohibition, they think the US. Let's think about Gujarat, which has had prohibition for a while. But, you know, one of the things that makes things of this nature work is public faith. And that is the most important thing. And the government is already struggling with that at the moment, with other laws coming in where that might not be popular, which means that citizens will probably use this as a new rallying point for resistance against the state. And, you know, they create a new criminal, a person who's considered pretty much normal in most moderate states across the world. And that person will all of a sudden become criminalized by the state overnight. And it will actually in a new industry, of course, of bootleggers. This alcohol will not be controlled by government as it is right now, so its quality will not be ensured. I gave the example of 2009 in Gujarat, where 136 people died due to alcohol poisoning after consuming bootlegged liquor. And in the industry of bootleggers, of course, comes the rising corruption, which is already endemic in Zimbabwe. The current alcoholic laws are prohibitive, by the way, but it's just poorly policed at the moment, and there's so many leakages, and by that I say corruption. Let me give you an example. Night spots operate past a certain time because slipping an inspector a $20, especially US dollar, for an extra power past their curfew, what their license allows them to operate, makes them look the other way. So already having difficulty enforcing these laws that exist, never mind putting more punitive ones after that. Again, go back to Gujarat. If you pay the right bribe, you can get away with drinking as much as you like anytime you want. And in fact, in some areas, some police actually sell banned liquor. And, you know, but no, never mind the issue that, you know, with people spending less money on liquor, there are tax issues to be taken into consideration. And then forget about that. Think about the loss of jobs in the liquor industry. Since you will be producing less liquor on this side of the country, what's going to happen is that bootleg liquor will need to be smuggled in from somewhere. And we've already got porous borders. Someone was telling me that as much as 2.5 billion is already being lost by the economy because of, you know, illegal revenues due to smuggling and so forth. So whatever legal revenue that was coming from the industry suddenly disappears off the books, and those jobs that were employed locally in the liquor industry are all of a sudden exported to other countries. And finally, the law forgets about tourists who come here to have a chill out. They want that tipple, you know, they want to have that drink, and to be told that they can only drink on certain days, well, they'll just toddle off to Zambia. Right, if they're in Vic Falls, they just go over to Zambia and have their drinks during the day. And already Zambia is already beginning to get a lot of our tourists already. So you're giving them a reason to not come here. So not very well thought out. People say you need to read that. There's health issues. So let's talk about the health issues. Prohibition only creates more alcoholics. It's been proven across the world. Yeah, it's the final segment of the Criticast, and before I talk about this topic, I know people catching feelings about the whole alcohol thing. Just as to be clear, I haven't seen the final documents in a while, or the proposed documents in a while. So don't catch feelings yet. There might be a lot of things that might be sensationalist and so forth, but those are the things in the public domain, and hopefully, something tempered will come across. They obviously see a reason to do something, but an extreme measure is not the best thing to do at this time. And anyway, I did say in the final segment that I'd be talking about what to do if your friend is caught cheating. Now, when I say your friend, I'm not talking about that guy, you know, for 2 days. You know, the guy you meet and his hanger-on and so forth, and 3 days later is acting like he's your best friend, and it becomes a bit awkward. You can't tell him you can't be best friends because you've got other best friends and so forth, and he's really nice, but he looks lonely, and he's just like weird, and you just feel guilty, and next thing, 10 years later, he's the new best friend. Just get myself down a hole. Anyway, you catch that best friend who you met, as I was saying, in that awkward situation, became your best friend. I don't know why I did that. But you meet that friend, and they're with somebody who's not their girlfriend. Now, of course, what you got to do is you start asking yourself, what do I do? So, in short, the first thing is to say, listen to your gut and do what feels right to you. So whether that's avoiding involvement or telling his girlfriend, either way, you need to stick to your values. And, you know, also, one key thing I always say is that you're not obliged to keep a secret for a friend, okay? Let them know that it's awkward for you if you decide to keep it because of the cheating, because you and your partner don't keep secrets from each other. That's the reason. You might want to guilt him a little bit about that. Tell him it's safest to be honest and encourage him to come clean with her. Then remind him that things slip out and make it clear that while you're not going straight to his girlfriend, you're not responsible if someone else does that. And also remember, what you got to do is you got to say one critical, important thing that for your own integrity, say if his girlfriend comes in and confronts you, you're going to tell her the truth. So he must know that, you know, even if you're not going to go and tell the girlfriend that, hey, your boy is out of step or my boy is out of step, if she comes and confronts me, I'm going to have to tell her for the sake of my integrity. Also, I think really important that if you want to stay pals with him, my big thing is always stay quiet. Trust me, nothing good comes from inserting yourself into other people's relationship dramas. And most of the time, you always come out looking as the bad guy. But, you know, at the same time, you don't want to trust that guy close to your girlfriend or any other woman that you care about, because it sounds like he's a real dick. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to do things, and he's got no moral gumption about doing all sorts of inappropriate things. It's complicated, as they always say. I mean, because, you know, at the same time, because you don't really understand the status of your relationship as well, you don't want to be, conflating too much or inserting your own opinion into what your friend should do, even when you're confronting him and telling him that I know this information. So, and often you think, oh, I know what my friend is up to. But a lot of the times, guys don't tell each other, especially if a guy is possibly in an open relationship. And, you know, maybe the relationship is as long as I don't know. So what you might want to do is understand all those dynamics. And a guy isn't going to tell one of his friends that his girlfriend is allowed to step out from time to time. You know, it's not going to happen, because he wants to give the impression that I got this on lock. So, yeah, I don't know. It's one of those complicated situations. But before I go, some sad news. I lost a friend of mine, a young friend of mine. If you remember, about a year ago, I told you about a girl by the name of Tapioa Sachiti, who had, cancer, and she was looking for money to go and get surgery out in India. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to raise the money, and unfortunately, she succumbed to cancer last week. So, rest in peace, Tapioa Sachiti. She was such a wonderful soul, a great human being, and yeah, it's really sad. Yeah, and with that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this week's episode of the Quiddicast. What I'd love to tell you is that you can get in touch with me on Twitter at Quiddirai, on email info@larryquiddirai.com, and also you can get in touch with me via 3 Men on a Boat email address, actually, larry@3-mob.com. So that's a lot easier as well, because the Quiddicast falls under Three Men on a Boat Publishing. And also, don't miss an episode of the Quiddicast. Just go to iono.fm, and that's where we host the Quiddicast. Just look for Quiddicast and take the RSS feed and load it to whatever device that you use. And then also make sure that you go on to iTunes, because we're there as well. And on iTunes, just look for Quiddicast, of course. And after finding it, subscribe, and every time there's a new episode, you'll be notified. One Radio News app also hosts the Quiddicast. So, yeah, get a copy. Listen, do the thing. Do the right thing, as I always say. And finally, catch me on ZFM every, sometimes Monday, but it's 7:30 and 8:30 on the platform, and Tuesdays between 8:30 and 9 p.m. on Health Matters, and the media platform between 8:30 and 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Yeah. Oh, and then catch me at Shoko Festival, and which I'm one of the speakers for this year's Shoko Festival, the opening speaker, actually, on the 29th of September. That's between sometime around 9 a.m. in the morning. So check that out. That's next week, a Friday, actually. I'll be the opening speaker, the main Zimbabwean speaker at Shoko Festival. And coming after me is Xtian Dela, who's all the way from Kenya, and a bunch of other speakers from Black Lives Matter, from the DA in South Africa, and from Somalia or Sudan, one of those places. I don't know. There's loads of speakers. So just come and take part and be part of the madness. And Shoko Festival, by the way, is happening out in Harare Museum Science something, the museum area. So that's where it's happening. Yeah, with that, I say take care of yourself and the people that you love, and I leave you with the simple statement advice I give to you: stay sometimes away from international news, even for a period of 48 hours, because sometimes those feelings you catch about international news have got nothing to do with you, because they're not you for you to catch. It's been Larry, it's been the Quiddicast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?